It's Tuesday there, driving you home this afternoon.
Tuesday, the evacuations have taken place, or certainly started, on the Diamond Princess.
The Aussies are
starting to land in Darwin, buddy.
I think most of them are already in Darwin. I don't know. We need to talk to someone who has landed in Darwin. Why don't we do that?
Yes, Deborah Winkler was on the Diamond Princess and now is quarantined in Darwin. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Now, Deborah, are you feeling a massive sense of relief after landing on Australian soil or not?
Feeling a bit weary this afternoon, I have to say.
Yeah. Because how did you get to Darwin from the Diamond Princess? Like, obviously, how do you stay in quarantine while you're in transit?
Well, last night they called us sometime after 8:30. We got to leave our cabins and they had a kind of plasticky tunnel that we walked through out onto the dock, which was the first time we'd been ashore for 14 days.
Wow.
Now we're at Howard Springs outside Darwin.
Yeah.
And it's an old mining camp.
Is it nice? Have you got nice surrounds? I know you're going to have to be there for another 2 weeks, which will make this journey just absolutely epic and something you'll never forget. Is Howard Springs a nice place to spend the next 2 weeks?
Let's just say it's not very salubrious.
What's nicer, the Diamond Princess or the camp?
The accommodation on the Diamond Princess is certainly nicer than this accommodation.
That's interesting. Would you prefer, if you had been given the choice, another 2 weeks on the Diamond Princess or 2 weeks where you are now, if you had been given the choice, and you sort of were, what would have you preferred?
Well, I don't know that it was that much of a choice. I think the reality is I don't think a cruise boat is necessarily the right place to contain a large number of people.
Right. Yes, that's true.
If there's a virus outbreak. And obviously the quarantining wasn't working particularly well because now we're having to do another 2 weeks.
Yeah, it must have been very. Was it very stressful on the ship every day hearing that more people had the virus?
Part of it was stressful because some of it we were hearing via the media before we were hearing it on the ship.
Jesus. Yeah, right.
You know, at times we were hearing things and then we were hearing it later from the captain.
Deborah, what about work and things? Like, were you due back at work presumably after the cruise? What's going on with the rest of your life?
I was due back at work on the 6th of February, so I'm probably in a better position than some people who are working because I work for the government, but I noticed today I got a message to say I haven't paid a bill, so I suspect there's a range of mail, etc. to our house.
You haven't left any pets at home at all, have you? No, you wouldn't anyway if you're on a cruise.
No, luckily we're pet free, so
might some pot plants maybe might have died.
Our neighbours were kindly, hopefully, looking after our garden.
They may not come to a party that you throw for them when you get back though, Deb. They may be reluctant. That's the only thing.
We'll have our medical clearance.
The question we asked when we saw the surrounds that you guys are going to be staying in: are you allowed to swim in the pool there?
Well, we did ask that when we arrived, and they said it's highly chlorinated and maybe in a couple of days' time.
Pool party! Woo!
The question is, will we be able to have any drinks?
Surely to God. We heard that there was free alcohol on the ship, wasn't there? Is that right?
Not for the last couple of weeks. I did see the other night somebody taking some beer down the corridor, and I said, "Have you got any beer?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, no, we do have some beer now." So I rang quickly and Get a couple of bottles delivered to our room, but basically we were having a dry time.
We were speaking to another woman who was drinking brandy every night. I mean, it's not what you know, it's who you know, obviously, on that ship. But...
obviously.
All right, Deborah Winkler, quarantined in Darwin after getting off the Diamond Princess. Hey, good luck.
Yeah, well, I can think of better places to be.
Yes, see ya.